Continuing our review, and we're still on soccer and sticking with the League of Ireland, Derry City. And, well, I suppose Chris Sashmore, it was all about survival at one stage for them because they were in a real relegation dogfight. There was a change of manager as Peter Hutton left. Paul Hegarty took temporary charge. Now Kenny Shields is at the man at the helm. And Derry will obviously next year be looking for an improved performance.
Yes, I suppose you could say it. Diplomatically, it was a transitional year. Derry, for much of the season, were sort of bumping along near the bottom of the table. Also, along with Sligo Rovers, who came good towards the end of the season as well. But it was a very disappointing season. Their home form was pretty miserable as well. A couple of particularly disappointing defeats, including that one against Drogheda. And ultimately, Peter Hutton's reign came to an end. But when Paul Hegarty stepped in, City embarked on a great run, including a win in Limerick. And of course, Limerick had been going so well at that stage, having turned the corner themselves. And Hegarty really deserves great credit. And not only did they finish the season pretty strongly, but they moved up several places. And then in the end, up had a little bit to spare.
Yeah, they did. And Kenny Shields, of course, coming in to take over the reins then from Paul Hegarty. This week, he's tied down his first two signings, Harry Monaghan and John Allen from Scotland. He's re-signed a number of players as well from last year's season. And Donal O'Brien is in as his number two. But Kenny, who's managed at the top end in Scotland, well, his plans are to put Derry City in a position where they can challenge next season.
You know, everybody knows that Glentoran were interested in and had discussions with them before Derry City come in, and then when Derry City come in, you know, it was a no-brainer for me. And the lure of full-time professional football, I want to be involved in that and hopefully bring a strong degree of professionalism to the club. And it's important that we work on at that level.
You say it was a no-brainer. What was the main attraction for you here well, at Derry?
The full-time football, for a start. The city itself, I've always had an affection for Derry and the people around it. There's a warmth about the Derry people. There's a passion for football, and I share both of those. It's an area where I feel that I can contribute to and complement, and hopefully I can get them into a position where they're challenging.
Derry City manager Kenny Shields, and I suppose, Dermot, just briefly, three North West sides now in the Premier Division, some big games on the horizon.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it, Oisín? Sligo Rovers with a new manager in place as well. Derry City and Finn Harps, all, you know, there'll be some big gates for those matches, some intriguing Northwest derbies. And Donal O'Brien's involvement as well, you did mention that, Kenny Shields bring him in as number two. That was a significant appointment. Donal is a quite popular guy around the Brandywell because he had a good spell as a player there as well. So it'll be interesting to see how that works out too.
Well, actually hear now from Donal O'Brien, because we're moving to the Ulster Senior League, where Cockhill Celtic won the league and cup double. It was the double-double for Cockhill. It was a shortened season during the summer to bring it back into line with winter football. But towards the end of the campaign, it all went right on a certain Sunday for Cockhill, as they took victory. Swilly Rovers helped them out by beating Letterkenny Rovers by 2-1. And after the game that weekend, Donal O'Brien expressed his delight that the team had won the league title for what was the third year in a row.
Managed to do it. Two games remaining as well, and in such a small league as well. I think there's only 8 games to be played. So, no, it was nice. And just checking the updates there as well. I wasn't expecting them results today, but fair play to Bonagie, and especially Swilly Rovers, Jason. You know, the fact that he didn't lie down, and, you know, there were a lot of young boys there and local boys, and they seemed to put up a good fight today, and fair play to them, you know what I mean? And that's the way the league should be played, that you go out and see it out till the end. And I'm delighted for the Cockhill boys. We've won 5 games, and I know we've won 4 and drawn 2, so I'm just delighted for the club again. Although it's a short league, it's 3 in a row and 4 altogether over the last 5 years or 6 years, so I'm delighted for them.
Big day, a big year rather, for Coghill Celtic, winning the third league title in a row. Donal O'Brien is not at the helm, but they've been the most successful team in the Ulster Senior League in recent years. And it's back to a point I made to Chris about Ollie Horgan. It's a natural progression now, isn't it, for Donal to leave the Ulster Senior League and step up to senior football?
Yes, Oisin, well, I think there's no doubt that that Donal is capable of stepping up to the higher level. He has done a wonderful job with Coghill. I suppose Coghill, they've replaced him with Gavin Cullen, player-manager. You know, that can be a difficult dynamic to work at sometimes. You know, they've also lost Garvin Friel, who was their talisman up front. I suppose this year in the Ulster Senior League, it's been a bit of a transition so far. But, you know, you would still expect them to be chasing for honours come the latter stages of it next year.
Yeah, and they also had a couple of big results as well, beating St Mochta's in the FAI Cup second round. And they lost out to Longford, it was, in the third round of the Senior Cup. Putting in big performances, but Longford disposed them in the end up. But certainly, Coghill have a love affair with cup competitions, don't they, German?
They certainly do. You know, they're a fantastic club as well, Oisin. I know you were down at that game against Longford in the Senior Cup, but, you know, leaving aside the senior setup, they've a great underage structure and a great community involvement in the team, a fantastic setup down there as well. And, you know, long may it continue. They really are a great club and a credit to themselves.
Big year as well, Chris, for the Inishowen League, winning the Oscar Trainer Trophy. They've been knocking on the door of that competition for a few years, but they beat Limerick by 2-1, and it's brilliant to have a team from the northwest as the best junior side in the country.
Yeah, and I suppose it reflects just how strong soccer is in Inishowen at junior and intermediate level. It's been a good few years for Inishowen, and all credit to Dermot O'Brien, everybody involved, defeating the Limerick League 2-1. And it's a very difficult competition that to win. As you say, they had gone close, and the effort and the training and the commitment, it's quite time-consuming, and there are sometimes seasons that some of the sides in the Oscar Trainer Trophy maybe not as strong as the actual leagues themselves are, and so it paid off. They really did their homework, and it all came good.
Let's hear from the manager of the Inishowen League team, who were victorious in that Oscar Trainer Trophy final. We've mentioned him already. That, of course, is Dermot O'Brien.
We kept our defensive shape, but any time we got the ball, we were very, very dangerous on the break. We have players capable of carrying the ball 50, 60 yards, and some excellent defending by the Limerick defence really kept us out at times. But at the same time, when we lost the ball, we got our shape back, and we defended well, because, you know, they're probably a bigger side than us, you know, taller, and they were putting a lot of balls into the box. And, you know, yourself, they have to be won. You have to compete for them. You have to win the initial headers. You have to win the breaking balls, and that's what we've done. We've done what we had to do.
You always suggested that you were a good footballing team. Did you perform to your best on the footballing side today?
I think, you know, as I said already, for the first 35 minutes, we were excellent, really, really good. Got the 2-goal cushion. And then, like a lot of teams do, once they go 2-0 up, you know, they tend to take the foot of the gas and maybe tend to over-elaborate at times. And that's really what happened to us. And once Limerick got the goal, you know, before half-time, they were right back in the game. We were glad to get the half-time whistle, to be honest. Not that we were under any immense pressure or anything, but just to get the boys' heads in and get us focused again on what we were about and what had got us into the 2-0 position in the opening 35 minutes. And I think, you know, for most part of the second half, we achieved that. You know, I can't, you know, the players are absolutely phenomenal. Not just today, but, you know, for the last 4 years, with myself and Paul Hegarty. And, you know, for the last 4 years, we have 10 of those players that played in the All-Ireland final 2 years ago, and they've been absolutely brilliant.
That's a fantastic achievement to be the best league in the country.
That's a phenomenal achievement, mate. You know, people have no idea. Like, your interleague standard, you know, when I think back to the group games, every one of the interleague games was a tough, tough game.
Brilliant year for Inishowen. And just finally, Ryan, on the international scene, Ireland, of course, qualifying for the European Championships in France next year. One man that's been crucial to that is, of course, Seamus Coleman.
Yeah, I suppose, you know, he's fantastic. He's probably one of the best right backs in the world at the minute. He didn't actually play in the famous victory against Germany, but he played a very, very important role over the two playoffs against Bosnia, with even Eamon Dunphy singing his praises after one of those games. Very, very important player. And, you know, he'll be a shoo-in to go on that plane to France in 2016.